Lawmakers in New York will be back in Albany today for the first time in 6 weeks. They plan to hold committee hearings and then convene in session to vote on legislation related to the pandemic. Karen DeWitt has more.
Most senators and assembly members will not be present in the chambers, but they'll remain in their offices and in some cases their homes, voting remotely. A few will come to the Capitol in person to run the proceedings on the floor. It will be the first session held since the state budget was approved in early April. The legislature has held two hearings remotely to assess the impact of the coronavirus on small businesses and on minority communities.
Sorry for the delay. We have a little technical trouble.
The assembly chair of the Cities Committee, Edward Brownstein, co-chaired the hearing along with Senator Robert Jackson, who is chair of the Committee on Cities in that House. Jackson says there's a lot for lawmakers to consider.
This feels like too large a topic to cover in one day, even in what may be a long, long, long hearing. So I hope you brought your breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Advocacy groups are not allowed in the building, which has been closed to visitors since mid-March. But they have held events on Zoom and other mediums to call attention to bills they would like to see addressed. Assembly Republican leader Will Barclay is eager to get back to work. Barclay, who's in the minority party in the chamber, says Democrats who lead both houses have been ceding too much control to the governor.
It's almost like we're all sitting around waiting for the governor to kind of give a proclamation every day when he does his press conference what's going to be next. And I don't think that's a good way to govern.
Barclay says he knows the governor and his team had to make decisions quickly in an emergency, but he questions the logic of some of the policies, including keeping big box stores open while small retailers had to close. He says lawmakers would like to know more of what is behind the decision making.
There has to be more transparency and there has to be a little bit of pushback by the legislature on this.
Barclay says the legislature also needs to be more proactive in examining what might have gone wrong in the state's nursing home policy at the height of the virus. And he says the state's unemployment insurance system has become the target of hundreds of complaints and bears examination. The government reform group Common Cause has been urging the legislature to return or to conduct hearings and sessions remotely. Executive Director Susan Lerner says the state lawmakers' decision to return is a positive development.
They're a co-equal branch of government, and in a democratic society, the governor just does not run New York by himself.
Cuomo, who in mid-March castigated the legislature for adjourning, lately seems content to have lawmakers out of the Capitol. But he says he's consulting the legislative leaders about the decisions that he's making.
I'm not taking actions that I'm not talking to them about. They're raising issues with me. I think we have to look at this. I think we have to look at this. So they're very much engaged in everything that we're doing.
Cuomo says legislators have been busy in their districts helping constituents and are working harder than ever. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.